Welcome to Listening Station by Feral Practice. In this episode, Jean Jefferies talks on the phone to Feral Practice about her memories of family life in the station master's house at Mangotsfield.
I was 12 and my sister was 8. And we moved there from Somerset on the day that the Queen was married.
Wow. And what was that like when you arrived?
The house had been occupied, of course, ever since the station had opened, but it was still, in some ways, primitive. There was no electricity. We had gas lights, and all the conveniences were sadly... was sadly very primitive.
Oh dear.
My mother worked very hard to get electricity brought and the telephone brought and a modicum of convenience and modernity. Mangotsfield was very busy. It was a busy junction. I mean, every night there was the biggest and longest goods train that I have ever seen, which disgorged all its contents at about between 9:30 and 10:30 at night. And the contents of the train were all piled up on the platform and thereafter taken away and dispersed by road. In the summer holidays, one of our great things was to help with the parcel train, and we were allowed to stay up. We weren't at any other time of the year, of course, but we were allowed to stay up and help with the parcels. We also particularly liked the mail train at night, and you could post your letters on that train with an extra halfpenny on the postage. There were numerous sorters sorting mail and carrying that mail up to the north of England.
So the train was actually like a post office, like a sorting office?
A travelling post office, yes.
Amazing.
And that was quite exciting. It, of course, had its shortcomings. My father was always quite worried about the living somewhere where you had to cross the main line, north and south, or north and west, and the dangers that trains approaching from Gloucester came down and round the curve very, very speedily. Mm. As children, we were constantly reminded of how dangerous it could be.
And was that the final place that your father worked, or did he move on when the station closed?
He went on to be the assistant district operating superintendent at Bath Green Park. But we stayed on in the house because it was not required, because already by then the alterations and the beaching plan and so on were beginning to gain momentum.
Mm. Must have been a sad time.
It was, in a way. And then, of course, the house caught fire. I married, and our married home was about 5 miles away. And it was the night during the Falklands War when one of our important ships went down. And I was listening to that on the radio when a friend from Mangotsfield rang me, who is a... in the police force, he was the inspector, phoned me to tell me that Station House was on fire.
Oh, gosh.
And my mother was on holiday in the Channel Islands, and she came back to having lost absolutely everything.
Oh, how awful.
The house had been broken into. Before they left, they had fired it. The fire had broken through the roof by the time we got there, and there was really nothing that could be done. So she returned from her holiday to find that she had just the suitcase that she'd taken with her. It was a strange place to live in that you were living in a triangle. At night, you could hear rumbling most of the night. It was a strange dwelling because it was literally built against the wall of the station. You had this amazing high stone wall with almost ecclesiastical type windows all along its length, except that they weren't windows because Station House was literally built against them and they had coloured glass in them. And of course it was quite a sheltered garden because you had another of these very high walls and these windows on the bath line. You could grow more or less anything there. My parents had always, they were country people, and they'd always been quite keen gardeners, particularly my mother. It was quite an extensive setup, and with the Brunel design station, people could come and be dry and comfortable and meet people in comparative comfort. Of course, it was a haven for train spotters. Plenty of lads taking train numbers. My husband was, I don't know whether he ever took train numbers, but he did, he said. Was one of them.
So he married the right girl.
Well, we've been married for 61 years, so...
Listening Station was commissioned as part of Mangotsfield Folly, a project curated by Suzanne Heath in partnership with Artel 31. It's supported by Arts Council England, Emerson's Green Town Council and Sustrans.